Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99. Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if the terrifying shadow figures you saw as a child weren't the threat? What if they were standing guard against something far worse?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is, yes. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. You can also write in on the website of the World Wide Webs. At realghoststoriesonline.com, and we would love for you to share or call and talk and say words into your phone in your voice that only you have. So yeah, that'd be great. Hi, how is everybody doing today?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's back. It's Carol Hughes. Yes.
That was a crowd of people. My God.
That's good.
Yes.
You're on celebrity tic-tac-toe, or what is this?
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm happy to be back.
Yes.
Happy to feel like I didn't feel last
week. Glad to have you back. Glad you're not dead.
I know, me too.
Yeah, yeah. But glad you are recovering nicely now. But
that was rough. That was rough.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's going pretty good. I am walking and doing all the things I'm supposed to do and going to physical therapy. So now I feel like, you know, I had some issues with it. Kathy and I kind of talked about it one day, but not with the hip, but with medication that made me extremely sick.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I'm recovering from a hip replacement.
Yeah.
A week ago, I was like, I don't know what is happening with me, but this is, so I wasn't even really able to focus on it and do all the things that you're supposed to do because I was so sick.
Yeah.
So now I feel kind of, since I've done this once before, I feel like this is kind of normal.
Sure.
And, you know, it's painful because I am not taking pain meds for this, period.
Yeah.
Nor would I after what I went through. But yeah, so it's nice just to like feel like I'm in pain, but it's normal.
Yeah.
And not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like I mean, normal recovery.
Bathing in holy water helps. I need more.
I've got a little thing that's about this big, and that's all.
Well, they sell it now at Walmart. It's right next to the distilled. I like to use it in my air purifier or in my CPAP at night.
That's a really good idea. What a great idea!
Probably a great idea. And if you get the brand name, the name brand stuff,
yeah.
It's got a little papal hat on the top that screws off.
The JP brand is pretty good. Yeah. I've seen that, and it's...
You could go old school, like JP2, or you could get Leo, or what.
Yeah, it's all different ones. Like, they come in different bottles, like one's like a crucifix, and you just unscrew the top, and the one's just the hat. It's really interesting.
They're decanters.
Exactly. It's kind of what it's like, yeah. But you just pour a little bit, you know, because you only put a bit into the CPAP, and then it's just, you're clean. It gets into your body and soul.
And then you wake up, and you're just so full of Jesus in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great. You know, it's just like what cult members tell their followers. Like, so full of Jesus in the morning. Aren't you glad you're my 38th wife? You know?
It's like, drink this. I made the Kool-Aid with holy water.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I mean, wouldn't it be nice, or would it be, it'd probably be very sacrilegious. So, I was going to say, holy water, okay. why don't we just make all water the holy water? All water. Wouldn't that be powerful? And I know I'm not trying to be disrespectful about that, but I just wonder, like, what if we had priests going and blessing water towers? And then all the water into the community is blessed. And if it has the power that it does, would that work? That's a question for a priest.
Well, here's the thing. You know, there's going to be people who are like, I did not want my water blessed. And now I'm going to sue the city.
Well, I mean, that probably is sacrilegious of like, it's something you wouldn't bless a water supply with. I don't know what exactly be classified as, but probably that would not be something one would do or
what
could do. I don't know. I mean,
if you were a priest or you had the ability to bless something and you're sneaking out.
If you're a rogue priest.
Yeah, you're like priest. All blessing stuff and left.
Well, and then who, because then you're going to have the different priests going, well, you're not ordained, so you say does it. I mean, it's all everybody's, it's like, I know you are, but what am I, you know, basically of whose hierarchy of man that they're officially classified as this by us here and not there, but over here. And then because of that, your spell doesn't work as strong as mine. I mean, that's really kind of what you get into.
And then could you get the United Methodist water?
I don't think
they have holy water. Do they have holy water at Methodist?
No,
I don't know.
But it seems like if you have holy water, the Methodists might want their own.
That's just Ozarka water. It's like.
So will this work? Let's say I go to like a Costco or something and I buy a big box of Brita water filters because I got a water pitcher and I have a priest bless that.
The filters
and then everything that I filter becomes not only, you know, free of lead and all that kind of stuff, but also holy.
Fills you with Jesus.
Yep.
And then what if you got one of the many gift shop little pieces of wood that people claim is part of the cross and you add that into the water filter, just, you know, get it in there, jam it, you know, in there. So it's, and then you have that you got some pretty powerful water, I would think. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you get more powerful than that.
At this point, with everything I've been through the last 3 weeks, I would drink it.
Yeah. You know,
Bring it on. Why not?
I mean, it's kind of silly, but it's kind of like a legitimate question, too. I mean, and it can't just be shut down with, that's disrespectful. Well, it's not intended to be. It's a legitimate question. It can have a legitimate answer. And maybe the answer is we just wouldn't do that. And that's not something that would be done. But I mean, could it?
I don't know why not. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I don't know at what level in the Catholic Church you need to be to bless something.
I don't know if that's the Z new level or, yeah. Oh, wait, that's a different one.
That's a different
church. Yeah.
They'd have their own water treatment plant, the Scientologists.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
they wouldn't want any of that water for sure.
I wonder what if they have like sacraments and things like that? Maybe is holy water a sacrament? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know what a sacrament is.
I don't know technically what it is. I don't remember. The body and the blood. That was the communion. That was the sacraments. Okay. And they didn't give you holy water. They just got you drunk. Like, here's some Mogan David. I remember that because I remember my mother's like, that's really good wine. I wonder what that is. And then she found out. And then.
So she was having communion every night at
home.
Went
to Angie's and had communion at home. Right? I just wanted the damn wafers, but you couldn't find those anywhere back then. You know, now I get them on Amazon on subscribe and save.
That's a great idea.
Put a little cheese powder on there. You know, it is saving Cheetos. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd absolutely love to hear them. And stay tuned, because after our feature presentation, we are going to have another Ronco product that has been inspired by this letter. So stick around. And on a future episode as well that we're working on, Chet Jameson is going to be his first advertisement for the Bowling Psychic.
Oh,
I can't wait for that.
I have not listened to it yet. I hit generate and I ran down to the studio. So it will be a surprise for all.
Okay. Is it safe for work? Just tell us that.
I guess we're going to find out.
Just so
we're
going to
find
can
out.
Be prepared.
We're going to find out. I hope so. But we will find out. So let's go to our letter first. It starts out, when Nathan was 8 years old, his family moved into a large ranch house on the edge of Westfield, Indiana. To a child who had spent most of his life in smaller homes, the place felt enormous. The backyard seemed endless. The garage became a playground on rainy afternoons, and the hallway that ran through the center of the house looked long enough to have its own zip code. The family settled in quickly. Nathan and his older sister spent their first weeks exploring every corner of the house, learning which floorboards creaked and discovering hiding places that seemed perfect to children, but obvious to adults. Before long, the house felt like home. Looking back, Nathan would realize there is one strange thing about it from the very beginning. Nobody liked the living room. It wasn't because anything frightening happened there. The room was bright, it was open, and arguably the nicest space in the house. Large windows overlooked the front yard. Family photographs decorated the walls, and every Christmas tree stood near the front window, glowing warmly enough for passing cars to admire. Yet, somehow, no one spent much time there. Guests gathered in the kitchen, family movie nights happened in the den, conversations naturally drifted elsewhere. Even the dog rarely stayed in the room for long before wandering away. No one ever discussed it. There was simply an unspoken understanding that the living room was a place people passed through rather than a place they stayed. Nathan felt it too. Whenever he found himself alone in the room, he experienced a vague sense of discomfort he couldn't explain. Nothing looked wrong. Nothing sounded wrong. Still, he always felt relieved when he left. It was as though he had walked into a room where a conversation had just ended and everyone else had already gone home. As the years passed, the feeling became part of the house. Then Nathan started noticing the figures. His bedroom sat halfway down the long hallway directly across from the bathroom. Whenever he woke during the night, he developed a habit of cracking open his bedroom door before crossing the hall. He never thought much about why he did it. Perhaps it was simple childhood caution. Perhaps some part of him was already uneasy about the far end of the hallway where it opened into the living room. One night he opened the door and saw movement. At first, he assumed one of his parents was awake. Then he realized the shape wasn't moving like a person. Standing near the entrance to the living room was a dark silhouette with no recognizable features. Before Nathan could fully process what he was seeing, a second figure appeared nearby. He shut the door and climbed back into bed. The next morning, he convinced himself it had been a dream. That explanation worked until he saw them again. Over the next several months, the figures continued appearing at night. They always remained near the entrance to the living room. They never entered the bedrooms. They never approached him. They never seemed aware of his presence at all. At first, the sightings terrified him. He would wait behind his partially open door until the figures drifted away from the bathroom side of the hallway before making a quick dash across. But children have an incredible ability to adapt. And eventually Nathan found himself paying more attention to the figures than fearing them. The longer he watched, the more he noticed a pattern. The figures never crossed into the living room. They moved near the opening. Sometimes they drifted slowly back and forth. Other times they stood motionless for several minutes, yet they never entered the room itself. It was as though an invisible boundary existed at the threshold. That realization changed the way Nathan thought about them. Instead of wondering whether they were watching him, he began to suspect they were watching something else. The idea sounded ridiculous, but he couldn't shake it. The figures seemed focused on the same room nobody in the family liked spending time in. Some nights he found himself sitting on the edge of his bed, quietly observing them before crossing the hallway. As strange as it sounds, seeing them eventually became reassuring. Their presence felt familiar, predictable. They had become part of the house. What unsettled him most were the nights he didn't see them. Those nights felt wrong. By the time Nathan was 13, the figures had become a normal part of his private understanding of the house. He never told anyone about them. The story sounded absurd even inside his own head. Then came the night they disappeared. Nathan woke shortly after midnight and instinctively looked towards the hallway. Something felt different immediately. When he opened the door, the hallway was empty, no figures. The sight should have relieved him. Instead, a knot formed in his stomach. He sat on the edge of his bed, waiting for them to appear. When they didn't, he finally stepped into the hallway. The far end seemed darker than usual, as though the shadows had gathered near the entrance to the living room. Halfway across the hall, he heard a sound. It came from inside the living room. A slow, scraping noise moved across the carpet and then stopped. Nathan froze. The silence that followed felt heavier than the sound itself. Every instinct told him to run. He sprinted into the bathroom and locked the door, standing with his back against the wall while he listened for something, anything, to happen next. Nothing did. When he finally returned to his bedroom, the hallway remained empty. The following night, the figures returned. They stood exactly where they had always stood, near the entrance to the living room, moving slowly through the darkness as though they had never left. Nathan watched them for several minutes before crossing the hallway. For reasons he could never explain, their return made him feel safe. He never heard the scraping sound again. Life moved on. Nathan graduated, moved away, and eventually built a life of his own. The old house became one more childhood memory tucked away alongside school pictures, family vacations, and stories that only resurfaced during holidays. Years later, during a family gathering, someone mentioned the house. The conversation began with ordinary memories, but eventually turned towards the living room. Nathan's sister admitted she had always hated being alone there. His mother laughed and confessed she felt exactly the same way. Then his father surprised everyone by admitting that he used to check the room before bed because he constantly felt as though someone was standing there when no one was. One by one, family members described the same experience. None of them talked about ghosts or apparitions and said they described a persistent feeling that something wasn't quite right. For the first time, everyone realized they had spent years avoiding the same room without ever discussing it. That was when Nathan finally told them about the figures. The room grew quiet as he described the shadowy shapes that appeared throughout his childhood. He explained how they'd stayed near the entrance to the living room and how they never crossed into it. Most importantly, he described the one night they vanished and the strange sound he heard shortly afterward. When he finished, nobody laughed. His father sat quietly for a moment before saying something Nathan never forgot. Maybe that's why nothing ever happened. The comment stayed with him long after the conversation ended. For most of his life, Nathan had assumed the shadowy figures were the haunting. They were the strange part of the story, the piece he could never explain. Yet the older he became, the more he questioned that assumption. The only night he had ever felt genuine fear in that house was the one night the figures weren't there. The only unexplained sound he ever heard came during their absence. Maybe the living room had always been an ordinary room in an ordinary house. Maybe the family had influenced one another without realizing it. Nathan understands those expectations or those explanations and has considered it many times. Even so, he keeps coming back to the same thought. The figures appeared for years. They stayed focused on this same room, and they disappeared only once. Perhaps they were never the thing he should have feared. Perhaps they were simply standing, watching over something that preferred to remain hidden. Nathan still doesn't know the answer. He only knows that whenever he remembers the old house, he thinks less about the room and more about the figures, because the only time the house ever felt truly dangerous was the one night they weren't there. The end.
Bum, bum, bum.
Kind of like the protectors or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've done on the Grave Talk several, and you have too as well, Tony, different interviews with haunted jails.
Yeah.
Or old prisons. And every single one of them says, of course, there's the scary side of it with the prisoners who are still there. But they all talk about a jailer. Like they'll hear somebody walking with keys rattling. That's very common. But it's like they are there to protect you from, they're still protecting you from them. Which kind of makes some sense to me that that was their job and they took it so seriously. And that's what that kind of reminded me of. That for some reason, they were there to protect them from something else that was dark.
How scary is that, though? Like, the shadow figures you're looking at aren't the scary part?
Like, yeah, how freaking
how freaking scary must the other thing be then?
What is beyond that?
Right.
And what are they doing to protect? Like what exactly are their actions? Like how are they protecting, I guess would be.
But you don't even know what you're being protected from. So right. It's like, what are y'all doing? Can you fill us in a little bit here?
Well, yes, I can. In fact, Ronco can. They can fill you
God.
In.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank exactly. God for Ron Popeil. What would we do without him?
I know. The Ronco Ghost Purifier. it takes the role of the shadow people, and if you don't have them, this kind of does that for you. Let's take a listen.
Ronco Ghost Purifier for the home you love. Clean and bright. No more worries in the dead of Ronco makes it right, right, right. Hi there, ladies. I'm Susan, your friend from Ronco, and I know how busy you are keeping a beautiful home for your family. But what if I told you there's something quietly ruining those precious moments? You know that feeling when you walk into your living room and everyone just drifts away? The kids won't play there. Your husband suddenly remembers he has to mow the lawn. Even the dog won't stay on the rug. Well, you're not imagining.
imagining it, and you're not alone. That's why we created the brand new Ronco Home Ghost Purifier, the little machine that gently removes unwanted visitors so your home feels like your home again. Just set it on any shelf, plug it in, and let it work while you make dinner or fold laundry. It quietly pulls out those cold spots, those shadowy shapes in the hallway. And yes, even that awful scraping sound some of you hear at night coming from the living room. Hi, Susan. I'm Linda from Indiana. We used to love our living room. Then the kids started saying two dark shapes stood at the doorway every night just watching the room. One night the figures were gone and I heard this slow wet scraping across the carpet. I found this awful glowing slime on my daughter's blanket. I was so scared for my babies. The Ronco purifier cleared everything in 3 days. My kids playing there again. Thank you. Oh, Linda, bless your heart. That's exactly why we made this. I'm Carol, my husband, and I would wake up to the feeling of cold hands sliding under the covers. Not in a nice way, just wrong. He'd whisper, they're in the living room again. We stopped using that room completely. The Ronco machine pulled two full shapes out on the first night. The filter was full of black goo and what looked like hair. I sleep so much better now. Carol, you're not the only one, sweetheart. So many of us have felt those cold little touches when we're trying to rest. Hi, I'm Rachel. My little boy kept cracking his bedroom door at night. He saw the same two shadows standing right outside the living room. The one night they disappeared, he ran to me crying about the scraping sound coming from inside the room. I found wet marks on the carpet that wouldn't wash out. The Ronco purifier took care of it. No more shadows, no more scraping. My son sleeps with his door closed now. Oh. If you ever get a little lonely while your husband is at work, we've thought of everything. The Ronco Home Ghost Purifier has a handy pause button. That means if there's one special gentleman ghost who knows exactly how to touch you the way you need, Jesus, you can let him stay. Let those cold hands warm you up real nice in the afternoon. It'll be our little secret. Just between us girls. That's right. Take total control in the palm of your hand. The Ronco Home Ghost Purifier doesn't just cover up the problem. It gently vacuums every unwanted presence into a sealed filter. So they can't watch your children, touch your family, or leave those awful glowing stains on your furniture ever again. And for those of you whose sweet departed pets are still leaving fur and paw prints only you can see, we've included the optional pet fur filter at no extra cost today. It catches every last ghostly hairball, so your floor stays clean and your heart stays light. Right now, you can get the complete Ronco Home Ghost Purifier for just three easy payments of $29.99. That's less than a nice lunch with the girls. But you have to call in the next 10 minutes because these are going fast. Ronco Ghost Purifier for the home you love. Clean and bright. No more worries in the dead of night. Ronco makes it right. Call 1-800-GHOST-GONE right now. Operators who understand exactly what you've been going through are standing by. Don't spend one more night wondering what's watching your family from the living room. Get your Ronco Home Ghost Purifier today and take your home back on your turf. Ronco makes it right. Ronco makes it right.
Ronco,
well, that was nice.
That was good.
The product we didn't know we needed.
And it has a handy pause button for the succubus, if you have one in your house, right? Or incubus or whatever. And that's handy because I think that might be, they thought of everything, really. You know, they do, because that might be, you know, sometimes people have a ghost they like to have around the house and it's a bit of a secret. You can press pause on it and no one needs to know.
I'm also wondering if there'll be like a generation two that comes out with upgrades and there'll just be an incubus succubus switch, you know, where you can leave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You can select.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes some sense.
Well, that's going to be the upgraded version. Yeah. That's an extra, you know, you can.
It's an extra payment. Up. Yeah.
It's an extra payment. But it may be worth it, you know? So they, you know, they like to listen to their customers and they like to offer. There's also the Ron Popeil Pocket Fisherman that you can get. And they have a special version that now captures deceased fish only. So you can.
Oh.
And then you can tell your children why you're not catching anything. It's a ghost fish, son. I think that's what me and my dad used to catch all the time too, quite honestly.
Do you get the thrill of catching a ghost or catching a fish?
But the same anger is there because he's reeling it in. He's going, God damn it. Another whatever the sheep had or whatever, you know. I've learned that a lot of the fish that we would throw back around the lakes in our area, or the people would, if you fished, are very edible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like sheep heads, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. That were like, did you throw them back?
I don't know. Because dad threw them back. And
that wasn't the kind he wanted.
And everybody just kind of did what everybody did. Like, I don't know. There was no way to, I don't know. I guess you probably have to go to an encyclopedia or something, I think, probably at the time, or someone who's far more knowledgeable. But it's just kind of everybody did that. I mean, I don't know.
My parents hated, well, my dad hated bullheads.
Yeah.
Because he called them bottom feeders, obviously. So he didn't want to eat anything. But I mean, all fish basically filter.
Yeah.
Poop through their systems.
Well, they're
systems.
All different types of fish. Some are. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Bullheads.
Man, I'm telling you what.
About bullheads.
The most trouble, one of the biggest times I ever got in trouble was we lived on a lake in that haunted house.
Yeah.
And the upstairs bathroom was the one, Kathy and I talk about it a lot. That was the really creepy bathroom nobody ever used. So we were down at the lake fishing, and there was really big carp, and we were catching them. And they were so big that I didn't want to throw them back. And so I'm like, let's take them and put them in the upstairs bathroom because nobody will go in there. And so we carried all these fish.
Let me ask this. How old were you at this point?
I don't know.
38.
Probably in my 20s. I would say 10.
All right.
And so we carried all of the fish. We probably had 10 of them. And they're big. Like probably a foot long each, and filled up the bathtub, put them in there. And then we got caught because my mom said we were being too quiet and she knew something was up. She's like, there's kids in this house and they're being so quiet. I can't even hear them. Something's going on. It was either that, or maybe she heard us all walking upstairs and going to the bathroom and then going back to the lake and walking upstairs.
Yeah.
But, so then we had to carry them all back.
Did they live?
It was really sad.
Is your home now haunted by carp?
Oh, that house is anyway.
Can you eat carp?
No.
Technically, you could probably eat anything, right? Yeah. But is it
good?
But
that was the one we always threw away.
I remember that too, yeah.
I think there's certain parts of people that will eat carp, you know, like... I think the Hmong Vietnamese people do eat it. I don't know what's wrong with it.
There probably is nothing wrong. It's just probably it's all culture. Every culture has their group of foods that like, okay, this is what we eat. And then we don't. And then there's other ones we just don't. And sometimes I don't think we even know why.
Right.
Other than like we're just told, no, those are bad. Don't eat them. I mean, I've never had half of those fish. So then I still like, now we're in a world where we can learn about all that and go, oh, holy shit. Like you can eat this stuff. Like, and it's good. It's yeah. It's just, it's interesting how that, how closed off we are to things that we don't even know we're closed off from.
True.
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of interesting, but, I'm having carp burgers tonight. You know, it's,
I looked it up. It says something about the fact that they're kind of muddy tasting because they're also bottom feeders and a very delicate bone structure system in there. Yeah. So there's a lot of bones. I remember that.
There's a lot of bones.
I mean, there's legitimate reasons why one wouldn't choose to eat it. But if it's like the only option or one of the more readily available options in your culture or wherever you're from or your countrymen are from, you know, then use that term for countrymen, wherever your origin is.
You don't say that very often.
No, I don't think I've ever used it in a sentence. wherever your family of origin is from, then that becomes the norm. And it probably doesn't even like occur like what everybody's eating. That this is difficult because it's like, this is what we do. What did you got?
This is so funny. So I'm just looking up, you know, what cultures would eat carp. It is eaten in parts of Central Europe, but this is what it says. There's something called Christmas carp, a traditional dish for Christmas Eve in Central Europe, traditionally kept in a bathtub before preparation to remove muddy flavors. And it's commonly fried. So they keep the carp.
So that's what Christmas. I was doing.
You were making Christmas carp. Tell mom to get off your case.
Yeah. Seriously. Next time mom, it was a Christmas carp, you ruined Christmas. And then storm away.
For once, it was you, not me. But I mean,
all I wanted was my Christmas carp.
Carol's Christmas carp. The story that.
All I wanted.
Yeah.
Was Christmas carp.
And mama wouldn't let you have it.
I'm working on the song right now.
We're poor enough as it is. Like, you think you would be welcoming the carp, but no.
It's coming up in another episode soon. Yeah. If you thought the song Christmas Shoes was tearjerker, wait until you hear Carol Hughes' Christmas Carp. If Mama Meets Jesus Tonight. Both songs end the same way. Both have very different stories.
Oh my God, can you set it to the theme of the Christmas shoes? Yeah.
You could probably find a way. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it like this readily, but.
I think it'd be funny if the line instead of if Mama meets Jesus tonight, I think it'd be better if why can't Mama meet Jesus tonight? Like you want to get rid of Mama because she's ruining your Christmas carp story, you know? Why can't Santa, please let Mama meet Jesus tonight.
Oh, my God. The longest Christmas song ever.
It was just horrible.
4 minutes and 38 seconds, I think.
If you know. I hated that song. I mean.
And people would request it. Oh, my God. And it's was like. I just want these shoes so mom can wear them to meet Jesus.
You know, it was.
That's why is that even a Christmas song?
I don't think Jesus really gives a shit if you got shoes on or not.
And does mom at that point?
It's like, girl.
What did the kid get?
Yeah, right. Don't you come in here with those things on?
It's like, holy shit.
Wouldn't that really suck if that's what you get judged on at the end of your life is what you got on your feet at that very moment?
You're wearing those shoes to the pearly gates?
I don't think so.
But you're wearing these shitty sandals. Oh, no, you didn't.
But I died in the shower. I didn't have time. Yeah. I only put on my slippers.
That's how it's going to go down. Surprise! All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this thoroughly offensive episode to religion of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sorry. Kind of. Not. All right. If you got a ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802. We'd love to hear it. Or write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all the extras, check it out. Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.